episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Roll, Rick and Roll, 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 roll. Why can't I hear you, Roller? He's not going green. I better mute. This is Rick and Roller. Anyway, Rick, welcome to Rick and Rollo. Episode 29, apparently, on May the 3rd, 2025, Election Day. The winner is, who is it going to be? Guaranteed to be Anthony Albanese. The man who literally not just walks, he talks with a limp. The limping talker, Anthony Albanese. Yeah, Rick and Rollo, episode 28. I'm just going to wait for Rollo to unmute himself and we'll be on soon, be told. Rollo, if you're in the studio, stay out of there till you fix this problem up. This is just getting beyond a joke.
Two, one, two. There we go. Yep. There we go. I'm in the studio now. G'day, bud. All right, come on in. All right. took a while. It was a whole lot of fun. Here we go. Two, one, two. Yeah. We're definitely there. So hilarious. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. So just can we just put a timestamp? What time is this so we can tell Joel to remove all the other
Doesn't
stuff?
Doesn't matter. We're
it's 5:52. No, 5:57. 5:57. Yeah. On Rick and Rollo episode number 29 on May the 3rd be with you. May the 3rd be with you. 2025. Hey Rollo. What were you doing? Can you remember what you did?
No, just don't do that again. It wasn't me. It's Discord has a lot of issue. I'm not drunk. Well,
yes, you are, Rollo. Yes, you are, Rollo. Yes, you are. No, completely and utterly fucked up your first introduction. Anyway, so Rick and Rollo. Rollo's had a few drinks. I'm having my first. Why not? Talk closer to the microphone or further away. Rollo, you're all over the place.
Hold on. Let me just
further away. Further away. How much have you had to drink tonight? Let's tell the audience out there, this is what happens if you drink this much alcohol. How many do you think you've had today? Beer or wine? Rollo, don't fucking press any buttons.
How much?
Rollo. Take, yep. Stay up, further away from the microphone. This isn't starting very well. I don't think this is going to last very long somehow. Rollo. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Anyway, Rick and Rollo, this is what happened. This is the dangers of alcohol. This is what can happen to you if you drink nonstop all day, every day. And you'll end up like this. This man who's pressing buttons furiously, muting, unmuting. I might serve it. If he doesn't get any better, I'm going to serve and mute him till tomorrow. And then we can do a Rick and Rollo tomorrow night, because I just don't think this is going to end very well. It's election night, though, and I would say, sadly, or no, to be honest, better the devil you know, the most technically useless man ever, Anthony Albanese, he's probably going to get back in again. Why would anyone want that? I'll give it one more go. Otherwise, we're going to mute you till tomorrow. Are you going to be all right?
We're all good.
Stop pressing
all
buttons.
All good.
Okay. Let's go. Bad.
Hey, so who did you vote for? Anthony Albanese?
I don't. Rollo. Hang on.
Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Rollo, you start. Is that finished, that bumper?
Yeah.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 29, according to Rollo, on the 3rd of May, 2025. And you got Rick and Rollo. You got Rollo. It sounds like he's had too many beers and wines. But anyway, let's see how we go tonight. Rollo, how was your day today? Oh, he's done it again. I think I might have to just get rid of him permanently. This is not working. Not working. So we might can Rick and Rollo tonight, and we might do it tomorrow night, unless Rollo can sort himself out. He's blaming Discord now. To be honest, it could be Discord. Rollo, what are you pressing? What are you doing to yourself? I'll just keep doing a chat to myself, actually, I think. So today, anyway, if we decide to release this, and it's quite likely it won't be released, but Rollo's obviously got technical issues, not just internal ones, but actual mechanical technical issues with his phone, possibly. If he keeps this up, though, he might have to just... All right, one more time.
2, 1, 2.
Are you doing? Why are you disappearing all the time?
I have absolutely no idea what's going on here, mate. I am homeless.
Hopeless.
No, homeless.
No, you're homeless.
I've sold my house.
Yeah, so?
So, you can hear me now? Thank you.
Yeah, just don't press whatever buttons you're pressing. Stop fucking pressing them.
I'm not touching any buttons.
Well, how come you keep disappearing? He says, turning his wireless
because
down.
Because I'm a moron.
Hopeless. You are a moron.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You call me a moron. When you say that I'm a moron, I know that you're actually saying, okay. So it's Saturday, the 3rd of May, 2025, Rick and Rollo, 2029, right?
Just like it used to be.
Yes. Friday like night. Can we, let's hear some Katy Rollo. Perry, like, Friday night.
Yeah, it's Saturday night, Rollo.
I know, but I just want to hear the Friday night song by Katy Perry.
Because Bella said it's not in the room.
That's okay then. All right. So.
He's probably listening with horror at this unprofessional show that the Rick and Roller's
yeah,
had.
the but I can hear you clearly now. Right?
Well, of course you
me
could.
Me and you. All right.
Yeah. Me and you.
Okay.
Anyway, Rollo, what's on your mind? What's on your mind, Rollo?
What's on my mind? I love it when you say that. The way, you know, what's on your mind. It sounds like
John Laws.
John Laws, exactly. Yeah. He says, what's on your mind? Okay, so I listened to your after last week, right? Because I was it was Frank at Fast Value of Greg's chance,
Chance.
Yeah, I know. I listened to the whole thing afterwards, and I went, "Oh my god, oh man, you guys are so much more intelligent and so much lovely and so much enjoyable."
Sober.
Yeah, sober. Yep. I listened to our little thing. What do we do? Because it was awesome selling the house for $975,000. Do you know how that's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, I know. But so $22,000 goes to this fucking real estate agent that does fuck all, as far as I'm concerned. Apart from falling from the
bar. Yeah. He gets 2%. So that's 20,000. Yeah.
I think if I'm 22,000, you'll find.
Yeah.
That's a guess. Yeah.
We'll have to. What are you going to do?
Hey, it's funny. Like I don't care when I'm on a show with me and you. I'll open the fridge and shut. The other day, I was doing that, and you couldn't hear any of it. You couldn't hear any of it. Then I did a show on Fakeologist the next day, and every single sound that I made got amplified. So something different on his recording bot over there amplifies everything.
I listened to the after show. I was jealous. I was jealous that I wasn't there.
It was a good show. Now, I think it had a lovely female voice as well to blend in with the big deep voices.
What was her name? Her name was Vera-licious. Yeah. She is a sweetheart. That's right. D-Train's wife.
That's it. 20, how many years is it? 21 years or something, I think. They had some very significant anniversary recently. Well done to them. That's 21 years, 3 sevens. Yeah, it was 21 years. I've been married for 21 years. Now, that's
Do you know how long me and Chrissy were together?
Until Donald Trump's election.
It's around 20 years.
Yeah.
I know. And it was very upsetting, actually, when she gave me, she
told you to fuck off.
Anyway, I'm working my way back in there.
Very slowly and very badly, but
in there.
As long as if you stopped drinking wine and just stuck to beer, you'd be fine. But
what am I on tonight? What's in your hand?
Cooper's dry something or other.
I'll tell you what's in my hand right here, right now.
Your penis?
It's three bottles of vodka.
No, I don't believe you.
Actually, you don't believe me?
Actually, to be honest, the fact that I know that she's gone away and she's not at home and you possibly have money, but you wouldn't have any of that money from the house sale yet. So you may have gone out.
No.
You may.
It was from the other night where I won on tour, on the Anzac, on the tour.
Yeah.
I beat them because.
How much did you win?
$100.
Well, that's not enough to buy. That's a one, two bottles of vodka, and that's shit vodka too.
No, this is Solly right here.
Stolly, mate.
So that would explain
why you're so inebriated tonight, because you're on the vodka. Because vodka and so your marriage is history. History, Rollo.
Well,
history. Yeah. Well, and you haven't even been married, so it's even more history.
Well,
you haven't gotten any. Yeah, you're not even married. If you drink vodka, you'll really go.
Okay. Well, look, you and Frank Bass value Frank Greg Chance.
Yep.
And Verilicious.
Apparently,
right.
he's from Canada.
Let's talk about the middle shards that were on the road today. Remember that?
I'll tell you the story, and you can feed into your.
Go for it.
So on yesterday morning, Friday morning, 5 a.m. in on the freeway from the Central Coast to almost to Wurrunga, some fuckwit was driving a truck out of and we'll bring up the company afterwards, and he dropped 30 kilometres of metal shards onto the freeway from around the Gosford area to all the way up to the winner is Sydney, and it shredded the tires, not one, up to four of the tires on most cars. Up to 300 cars had their tires shredded. 150 to 200 trucks were off the road. It shut down the entire road in, which I drive every single week, and I luckily did it on the day before. And it was from a company, so I rang you and I said, "Oh no!" I texted you on the Discord, and you must have told Christy. She said, "It sounds like the truck that leaves my company. It sounds like one of the trucks that leaves Molly Co." And guess what?
Molly
Co. It was one of the Molly Co. trucks. So somehow they must shred metal and have it sent in from the railways or whatever, and have it sent in to get smelted or remelted or sold as scrap. And this truck driver somehow lost 30 kilometres of his load on the busiest day of the week on the busiest freeway in probably Australia, and it destroyed 300 cars. That's 300 times four. That's 1,200 tyres. Were eviscerated. Yeah, this was a disaster of biblical magnitude. If you were driving to Sydney,
Can you imagine if you were like seriously, and your two kids in the back,
yeah, all three,
and you lost all four tires,
yeah, and it's raining. It's raining cats
it's
and dogs,
raining,
and it's cold, and it's really dangerous. A really dangerous road. That's a road that there's been more fatalities on than most roads put together ever anywhere, and including Indian ones.
Rick, why is it funny when we're not part of that? You know, when you
yeah,
you
it's
know,
funny it's, for us. Yeah, but Rollo.
Because you were going the opposite way, weren't you? From Arimba,
last night. Yeah. I drove on the opposite road, no problem. But I was terrified that one of those shards, because there was, let's just say 900,000 or a million shards of basically about an inch long. Broken up metal as
do,
a point.
Do you know how long it took the cops to fucking? It took them four fucking hours to stop the road. You know how long and now they're still cleaning it up.
Yeah, exactly. Still cleaning it up. Because these things have been. So what happened? A lot of them.
It seems like an act of terrorism.
Well, guess what, Rollo? You know what? If I was a terrorist and I was a bearded terrorist, I'd be going, hey, that's a really simple way of shutting down the entire infrastructure of Sydney, the winner is. Or if I was in, what's that group of people, the Extinction Rebellion? they'd be going, their ears would have stood up like monkey erections when they heard that, because they were going, hey, this is a good way of shutting down Sydney. Because if you did that on the approach to Sydney, the exit of Sydney, the exit on every different, you know, from south to north and west to east to west, you'd shut down the entire area. All the trucks couldn't go.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. Now, the company that did it apologized and have said, we will honor and pay for all the tires, you know, just contact us. But my God, I mean, can you imagine Friday morning on that road in the rain?
Nightmare.
Oh my God.
Stuck in a car. Where it's like when you got one and you can, you know, I mean, if you're a decent human being, Rick, you know how to wind up but when you got two, some child went and fucking burst all the tires. And, like, all three of my tires years ago, right? I was so pissed off.
Some child.
And we found him. We found the child that did it.
How?
He went and he was just out punching.
Slashing tires.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but we found him. Because, like, he pissed so many people off. And we just went, what the? Yeah, what's going on here?
He just got
really drunk one night. And
you're talking about a teenager, Roller, not a child, a teenager.
Exactly.
Teenager.
Exactly.
It's not a
child. We worked out who it was.
Yeah. Is this in your street in Newcastle?
No. It was in Newcastle, yeah.
I just said that.
This is years and years ago. But it was just he got it in his mind. For some reason, he wanted to go and punch at everyone's tires.
Mm. You know what I would have done
with
to him?
Knife.
I'll tell you what I would have done to him, exactly what I did to – can I just tell
what
you,
would
you?
What would you have done to him?
This afternoon, I got home late last night. Miraculously, great drive back from the winter is Sydney, and this morning I got up a bit earlier than I should have. But I thought I'll make my slow cooker meal, so I put in a chicken and all this herbs and spices and vegetables and stuff into the slow cooker. Anyway, and I cooked it for a while. Then I turned it off and I went off and I had to take my son somewhere and go and do some work and went to the gym. And I got home and somehow my slow cooker's got a lid on it. And because I turned it off, flies had come in and somehow two of them had got into the lid and had landed on top of my food in my slow cooker. And so I thought, I'm not going to – look, they hadn't been cooked, so it was off. So I picked those two out, flicked them out, and then I went on what I would call a Liam Neeson level. No, this would be more of a level of what's his name? Keanu Reeves' new character where they killed his dog. What's his name?
The new Liam Neeson.
Yeah. No. Well, when Keanu Reeves, when he kills, shoots people in the head.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? I forget. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say Jack, not Jack Reacher, but no, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, they killed his dog.
No. It's John Wick.
John Wick. So I went on a John Wick. So I was catching flies when they come in the room with my hands, which I can do. I'm still that fast. And I was taking them personally and throwing them into spider webs so they could be.
Yeah.
And I said, this is what happens if you fuck my food up. And I threw them into a spider web and the spider comes straight out. That's what I would do if there were giant spiders around Newcastle. If I caught that kid that slashed my tires, he'd be in a spider's web. guaranteed.
Exactly. We had a murder on the beach the other day.
That was last week.
It was. Now we've worked out who it was, and he's actually they're gonna work it out. Trust me, they're gonna work it out.
I'm just gonna reiterate for posterity. Mm-hmm. If you drink vodka, this is what happened to the Rick and Rollo show
right now.
And that's why there's a massive gap for anyone that used to listen to those shows, because it just became patently obvious that you were not capable of doing a show when you drink vodka. Vodka and you.
Okay.
So tonight we'll keep turning up on vodka, there'll be no more Rick and Rollos till you go back on the beer. Stick to the beer, dude. Stick to the beer.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
So we mixed up Andrew Johns and Daniel Johns last week.
Okay, let's apologize to Andrew Johns, the rugby league player. I was talking about Daniel Johns, the lead singer from the band Silverchair.
That's right.
A very famous son of Newcastle. We'll say that.
Yes.
Son, S-O-N.
That's right. So he sold his
house in Merriweather, and he's now renting, or is the same time as you sold your house. By weird coincidence, have you met Daniel Johns before?
No.
Okay. Ask me if I.
Andrew Johns.
Daniel.
Rig and roll.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
The art of condensation, and it's fucking condensation everywhere. It's fucking raining, cats and dogs, guaranteed be told. Episode number 29, according to Rollo. The Rick and Rollo show on Saturday, the 3rd of May, 2025. And we've got a vodka-infused Rollo tonight. Christy's away. He's on the vodka. And that's why hopefully we'll be able to cut off the beginning of the shows where we were trying
Saturday the 3rd of May, 2025.
And you're listening to Rick,
Rick and Rollo.
And Rollo on vodka. Yeah. See if you can tell the difference. Rick on beer, right? Two so far.
Uh-huh.
Rollo on, so what kind of vodka did you get managed to buy yourself?
I got myself, it's Stolich Naya.
Okay. Is it made in Russia or is it the New Zealand version?
Let me just read the back.
I bet you it says made in New Zealand.
Where is it here?
Or Australia.
Where is it made? Yeah, that's a good point. Where is it?
Yeah, Stoli was the best, one of the better vodkas back in the day. Was guaranteed one of the better vodka.
Do you want me to take a photo of it and just...
No.
It says 38%.
Yeah. Percent.
38. Look, I've got a really, really free day. My wife...
I know, but Roland, the professionalism, though. I'll say this again. When you drink vodka, you can't do a proper show properly, and that's why you sat there and listen... No, I'm telling you, you were pressing buttons before. They're obviously muted. You muted yourself.
Yes.
And it's because you're so drunk, you can't operate a phone. Oh. Now, that is what only a vodka drinker would be able to get to that level of drunkenness. Anyway, it's always, look, we've done shows and you've had 3 bottles of vodka before.
I'm sorry. You can still hear me clearly.
Yeah, I can now. I'll let you know. And no, but things are going on right now.
I'm so sorry that I
drank vodka.
I threw up. I don't even know how Discord works sometimes. I want the damn thing to work perfectly.
It's not, don't blame Discord. A poor man, what's it say? A poor tradesman blames his tools.
And a poor, that's right.
And you're blaming, well, it's not Discord, it's you, because you've drank vodka. So what? When did you buy the vodka roller? Tell me, I'm interested. I love hearing about people's misery when they're drinking too much. When did you buy the vodka, yesterday or today?
Someone bought it for me.
No. It wouldn't have been Christy. Christy would not have bought you vodka. So
no.
Who would have bought you vodka?
Evil Rollo?
Rollo, mate, listen, you're on Rick and Rollo here. be truthful. Was it Evil Rollo that bought the vodka?
Evil Rollo bought
it. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense to me, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always good listening when you listen to, you've always got to have one person that has a bit of a semblance of a rationality. That's me. Well,
I listened to your, you and Frank, and
last Saturday.
And yeah, I know. And Verily.
And Fast Value. It's always good to hear Fast Value. I always enjoy talking to him. He knows stuff.
Why?
Because you weren't too drunk. You actually just disappeared. Just before we were going to finish, and you ended up saying, I've got to go. And you, Christy probably came down with baseball bat.
You know why I went? I went because I was, I can't talk sober. I'm only.
Yeah, but Rollo, you're twice as drunk as you were last week, and you're talking now. So what's the problem? Anyway, it's always good. Rick and Rollo, Rick and Rollo has always been two people drinking. Sometimes one of them's worse than the other, usually you. I don't think I've ever been chronically bad drunk on a podcast. I wouldn't do it to myself. Or have I?
I don't think so. I've always enjoyed your company. The fact that we've...
The house is sold. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So $25,000, $25,000 off a million.
Listen. I'm going to start crying now because I
tell that dog.
I lived there for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for 30 years, and if anyone understands where you live for 30 years.
Long time. My family home in New Zealand's still part of the family, but I lived there for 20. I lived there for 20, about say 20 years, roughly.
Yeah.
And you've got 10 years on me as an adult. And you've lost the house that you've been 30 years in. Oh, sorry, you haven't lost it.
I lost it. Now, again, I'm going to have to say the N-word.
Due to vodka. I'll tell you.
I'm going to say the N-word. These niggers.
Rollo. You lost the house because you drank vodka to a level that most people would have died. At least 10 years before you have so far.
No, these cunts, these nigger cunts.
Rollo. They were a really nice family of medical professionals, or so he is, a doctor. We've done so many shows going over the same subject, so don't start repeating your aspersions. And I've met these people. I haven't met him, but I met her, and she is absolutely beautiful, very attractive. And I've met her mother when I was cleaning up the and I've talked to them, and
you have,
really,
you
nice, really nice, all people, right. really nice people. Now, and you got into your,
I was the bad guy.
You were 100%. There's no debating it. And the only person that would actually be able to verify this, who's listened to all those shows, is Susie out there, wherever she is. Who's married to Van.
You're so vain. I can't believe the things that you do. You're so vain.
That's what apparently. So she's married to Wayne, and Wayne and her. Wayne has to listen to her.
I think we've got Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab.
Rodo.
Klaus Schwab.
Rodo, I am here.
Klaus.
This is Klaus Schwab. Have you been assessed yet? This is Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. Formerly from the World Economic Forum. Have you been reset yet?
Well, I haven't been reset yet, but Klaus, there's a fella called Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Russell Brand. Are you a fuck vit?
I say that again. No.
He's on your body.
Rolo, he wants to be on the side of the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
But he never will be because he's what you call an imbecile. Is it a
imbecile? I understand, I don't like him. No, it's Russell Brand. Like, he kiss your 2IC, but now who's the one in charge now?
Rolo, I don't like him. Look, Rolo, if you think I'm bad, right? Mm. Have I ever told you, Rolo, voter is not a right, it is a privilege to have the drinking voter.
And water.
The guy, water is
a privilege. Is that what he's saying? Yep.
He said, okay. Now, Rolo, I would never have said something so outrageous to say this, that voter is a right, not a privilege.
Isn't that what you're saying?
Rolo, I am unemployed. I'm Clank with a K. Because he has taken my job, Rolo. Can you?
All right. Calm down.
Rolo, we'll put you on hold.
We'll put you on hold. Here we go. Okay. Rick, we got Rick back.
Rick, yeah, I'm back.
G'day. We had Klaus.
So Klaus is over the corner sobbing at the moment in his leather coat.
He sounds a little bit like.
What was that fellow in England?
The rapist.
Russell Brand.
They're saying that he's the rapist.
Russell Brand.
He
kissed the head of Noah Harari. Yeah.
Harari. Yeah, I know him. Yeah, he did. But he kissed the head of what was their name?
Yuval Noah Harari.
the one that said that she went up to space or something. He was married to Katy Perry, Rolo. He was married.
Look, I like her voice. Look, I like that song.
I do too. Yep. One of my favorite songs is Friday Night. Friday Night.
I've never heard it.
Where's Millicent? Is he here?
Millicent would be lying there, rolling his eyes, going, how could have Rolo started drinking vodka again and ruining the Rick and Clank
channel? Yes.
Anyway, it's going all right. All right, Rolo, let's talk about sudden deaths and stuff like that, some of the stuff we've been talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, can you believe this one? Mm. This is no word of a lie here, as you would never get a lie from me. a rugby league player, I think it was of Polynesian blood, who are used to heat. Polynesians and heat, no problem. Eskimos, Nenuits, yeah, problem, but not a Polynesian. He died at training while they were training in
one of his rugby, I think it was a Manly, the team, not Manly as Manly with testosterone, probably at Manly in the winter is Sydney, beautiful beachside suburb off the coast.
Give me the name. I'll look it up.
I've already forget about it. I'm just going to talk about it.
Well, do you remember where we got?
So hang on, Rollo, shush. This guy died while he was training. Now, guess instead of blaming, what do you think could have caused him to have a heart attack at 23 years of age?
Vaccine.
Yes. Guess what they're blaming it on? Can you believe this?
Yeah.
Climate change.
Yeah.
So a politician came out and said, "Well, he obviously died because the heat's gone up because of its, people using toasters and electricity and petrol and diesel have caused climate change." This teal, and we're going through the elections today. So teals are a blend of green and liberal.
The elections are today. Yeah.
So
who's going to win?
It'll be Anthony Albanese, sadly. But no,
I want the mining magnate.
It's never going to happen, Molly. Yeah, you're talking about the trumpet of patriots. Clive Palmer.
That's the guy I want.
Well, you know what, Rollo? You've got as much chance of me becoming the head of the W as Clive Palmer coming in and taking over. But anyway, so they're literally.
The only thing I don't like about Clive Palmer is the hate speech thing that they're going to go against hate speech. Hate speech? Yeah.
Well, Rollo, you just started going. You started doing hate speech about 3 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm just saying, hate speech is what you want to make of it. Like, seriously, do some hate speech on me. Do it.
Hate speech. Yeah, I don't like poofters.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. And I do. I've got no problem with them. I'm just saying.
That's a girl. What's her name? J.K. Rowling, who says there are males and females.
Yep, that's hate speech.
That's hate speech, isn't it?
Yep.
Mm. Yeah.
I should put out. I've been running down J.K. Rowling. Sorry, I'm going to make noise. Really unprofessional. I've been giving J.K. Rowling shit about saying I said that suggested she never wrote Harry Potter. I said she was just the figurehead. Okay. Now, she's the same age as me, I guess. She's come out and said that between me and you, around the same age. She's come out and said that women are women and transsexuals are not women. And a woman has a vagina, menstruates, and it can have babies. She's been.
What's wrong with that?
They have tried to cancel her. Yeah. They have absolutely attacked her sideways.
So we got a guy called the Doctor Who that I really liked. His name was
Thomas Baker. Tom Baker.
No, not Tom Baker. Tom Baker, I absolutely loved a bit to death. But the one he.
Can you tell Rosie to shut the fuck up? I'm going to be quite honest. I'm joking. She's poor Rosie. She's snoring. Rollo, you've muted yourself. What's he done? Oh dear, oh dear.
Rosie, right up close.
Yeah, I can.
Okay,
hear.
So his name is fuck man. He's
the Doctor.
Who was my favorite Doctor Who?
No, but you said Tom Baker was your favorite Doctor Who. Who are you talking about? Peter Capaldi. Peter
Cannelli. Your favorite is
John Pertwee.
Yeah, I understand. I know that.
And Patrick Troughton. Patrick Troughton.
Well, John Pertwee. Pat Troughton, he was a bit of a clown, was he?
He was fantastic. Was that a wig or was that his hair? Do you think it was a wig or was that? Do you think it was his real hair?
I think you just. He was an actor where he just went.
Like, mind you, you know, to be honest, I would say I am Patrick Troughton's age now when he started playing Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
And I've still got hair on my head. And people might say, and someone actually did say it was so funny. They said, who's the guy with the bad toupee? There was some chick on Fakeologist said, there's a picture of me and you. And they said, there's a guy there clearly wearing a toupee, and it was me. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. Funny.
Me too. But look, the very first Doctor Who.
William Hartnell, yeah. 1963. Yeah.
But do you remember him? Like
Peter Cushing, back in the
40s. He was a sergeant type.
Yeah.
You know, he was a real.
I want to say something interesting. I'm going to say something interesting, and I'm going to be doing this on the next Be Told show I do. The you know how they call the nuclear bomb program the Manhattan Project?
Yes.
Now I'm going to. Surely someone else has said this. I would say surely one of these geniuses that we used to have, Tom Delpra, Napoleon Wilson. Dave J, I'm talking about the old days of Fakeologists. Mm. The Manhattan Project was named. You're listening to Rick and Roll.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
All right, yeah, Saturday the 3rd of May, 2025, Rick and Roller, 29, can you believe 29?
Yeah, but Roller,
amazing,
we've done 200 or 300 or 400.
200 or 300, truthmeets.com. The very first Doctor Who now. What was his name?
William Hartnell.
Yeah. Now, my favorite part of William Hart was, you know what it was?
His hair?
No. It was the fact that he didn't want to be
Doctor Who.
He didn't want to be Doctor Who.
No.
He just said, all right. What am I going to do here? I'm going, as an actor, you know.
How old was he when he played Doctor Who when he first played?
Yeah, he was quite old. He's in his 60s. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. My age. Yeah. I do not have long white hair. Rather, and I'm.
But he always played a part of a sergeant or whatever,
like John LeMessurier.
Exactly. Yeah. Where you know you salute.
Yeah.
Right. When he first got his job, it was fantastic, wasn't it? Like everyone knows that he went. What is this ridiculous job? And once he got it, once he got that job, and everybody fucking loved him.
To be honest, I actually cannot remember ever seeing William Hartnell, as apart from on the Five Doctors or the Four Doctors episode,
I just can clearly remember the first time I saw Doctor Who was in the 60s, probably 68 when I was four.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and it was terrifying because the Cybermen were there. It was quite scary for a four-year-old. And so, but Patrick Troughton was, to me, Doctor Who back then. And then all of a sudden, John Pertwee took over. And to me, and to be very honest, Pertwee and Troughton look very similar. Troughton just has black hair, lots of it. And Pertwee has white, grey hair and lots of it. They had lots of hair. They were not remotely non-hissuite. Is that
the word? He was a comic. He was a comic actor back in the day, wasn't he?
Pertwee was.
Yeah. Honestly, though, we've lost so many of those episodes. I swear to God,
That's true.
My favorite Doctor is obviously Tom Baker. Who's
not mine.
I know yours is
John Pertwee.
Yeah, John.
Rick and Roller Nostalgia Hour. We're talking about old TV shows.
Yeah, Pertwee, you know why Pertwee is like. It was when Doctor Who turned from black and white into color.
Yeah, when was he that? Went, 70, it had to be 70s.
1970, 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, 1970, yeah.
Do you know what happened? They were on strike or something, you know. The BBC was on strike or something. And so the dude who produced that episode, that very first episode, went bang. Give me a whole reel of what do you call it?
That dog. Honestly, all I can hear is Rosie's snoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I can. But that's all right. Because you should hear the noises I was making on the Fakeologist the other night. I was going, you cannot be serious. I didn't. It's so terrible. It actually makes me go. It's up my voice, but not as loud as your voice. Never as loud as your voice. But what? Now your voice is always booming.
I don't.
Always
booming. I mean. That's awesome that you can hear that.
Snoring. Or every time I speak
to you. Let me put the mic closer.
You don't need to. It's picking up from wherever you are. It picks it up like it may as well be up a nose. Don't do that again, Roller, because you actually disappear when you do that. This is the interesting thing. Discord seems to pick up sounds around your house. If you take it and put it next to her, I can't hear her. But when you are talking wherever you are in the Christie's place, I can just hear is this giant snoring sound of Rosie.
That's my dog. Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, Rick and Rollo, 20. Can you believe 20? So we have to go back to this. We're on truthmeats.com. And if you want to go on to the apparently truthmeets.com now has...
I just sold my house for $975,000. How much money should I give to
me? How much should you give to me?
Not you.
Well, then I don't
know. How about
300 bucks? Yeah, okay. That sounds really fair, right?
What would you do if I gave you 300 bucks? What would you do with it?
Well, $300, Rollo. $300 doesn't even pay my mortgage for 1 week.
All right. If I get $300 to Bella set,
what? Or why not? No, well, I've given him. You got to pay.
His wife would sleep with me for $300.
No, Rollo, I don't think. I think you might be have three houses to get her to sleep with you. Three or four houses.
I'm only joking. I'm just kind of joking because I've got $975,000. You know what that? What do I do with that?
Rollo, in 2025. When I hear that figure and you go, that to me isn't even a third of the house in Balmain or in Sydney. You can't even buy, you could buy a unit in Ashfield, a two-bedroom unit in Ashfield for $1 million.
Well,
maybe.
And I still have to pay rent on that. I still have to pay rent on it.
No, you don't have to pay any rent, but you could rent it out for about $800 or something or other. So
is
you can.
That put, what I should do. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. No. I don't know. But, well, either way, you've got to put it into something because back in. Interesting name dropping story. Back in 2000 and about the year 2000, my next door neighbor across where I was renting with my ex-girlfriend was, what's his name from Mad Max? Tall fella.
Yeah.
No, the big, not Mel Gibson, but what's his name?
Yeah,
the helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
Right. Stork. You know, the actor that played Stork in that Australian iconic movie. He sold his property and I had to clean it and he gave me all the stuff, including all the Beatles albums in immaculate condition back in 2000. He got $950,000 for his house. That was the record in Balmain back in the day. And I remember going, fuck, nearly $1 million for a house. Whoa, you know, like it was like a biblical thing. Now, you tell me that you got $1 million for your house, I go, well, you're not going to be able to get much for that anywhere else. You know, what you could do is buy a really nice two-bedroom apartment in a some block somewhere in Newcastle, not in Sydney. Not in Sydney. $1 million would get you maybe, again, certain suburbs. It's not the same. So $1 million has become basically, you know, $50,000 back in 1965 or $100,000 in 1970, something or other. It's not much money if you want to buy a big house or a house, you know, to make some money on. So... yeah, you got that money, but you need to immediately put it into something so you can start earning money on it, and it will double in value soon. Rollo, are you still there, or are you just being silent?
Yeah, I am. I was just trying to. I love that guy. The only thing that pops up on my is just
Who am I talking about?
I'm
talking about the really tall guy that was the helicopter pilot.
Yes, that's right.
I'm telling you, I guess I haven't been sleeping a lot lately, so my memory's not
You're right. I'm still looking him up.
And he played Stork.
It's Mad Max 2.
And he played the chopper pilot, the gyro chopper.
Yeah, I know. He was in Your Next Door Neighbor.
And his daughter was one of the most...
His name is Bruce Spence.
Spence. Really nice guy.
He's still alive.
He was in Dark City, and he was in Dark City as well. And The Matrix 3.
I love Dark City. Does anyone remember Dark City?
Well, I do.
It was that wonderful movie with what was his name? The he died recently. The
I'll tell you who was in it. It was the son of Donald Sutherland, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
William Hurt was in it.
He's gone.
He sadly died. Yeah. But I'll tell you who. And now, so when I was in Melbourne 3 weeks ago, was it 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
4 weeks ago.
That's right.
My cousin's son, who's now 30 exactly, he told me he spent a lot of time with Richard O'Brien, who was very close.
The guy that did "Let's Do the Time Warp Again."
Riff Raff from who he actually wrote Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I said to him, "Look, I would love to talk to him." And he said, "Look, he's really standoffish and he doesn't like talk about stuff."
Really? Is he that standoffish?
He's from New Zealand. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's actually in UK at the moment because they're doing another version of Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is traveling around with guess who?
When I was a kiddie in 1974, 75, my parents took me to
a night, the middle of the night.
The guy that played the devil.
He played the devil
in that Tom Cruise movie. Let me look it up. I think he had a stroke or something. He's still alive. Yeah.
No, but so Meatloaf was meat. So in that movie,
Meatloaf was in it. Yeah, that's right.
Susan Sarandon.
Sarandon, yes. Yes.
She was in it. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this is a major movie. And I said to, I was in this great conversation with my cousin's son, who has spent he knows Richard O'Brien. He's very close with Richard O'Brien, who's married to. Just got remarried a few years ago to, I think, a woman. I'm not sure. But I said to him, I'd love to have a conversation because I said, we were talking about Tavistock and all this stuff. And he said, look, he's very, very reserved about talking about the past. No surprise, because I'm suggesting that Rocky Horror Picture Show wasn't just a random musical. It was a part of, like, David Bowie came out the same year.
There was a thing called the Prestige, but
oh, that's another. That was years later. Years.
Yeah, that was years. It was years. No. Let me get it right. Let me get what you're saying right. Okay, so it was a wonderful. What was it called? Were you in a movie theater?
Tim. Tim Curry. So he played.
He's still with us. He's still with us.
Yep. Now, so I'm saying that Rocky Horror Picture Show that it arrived around 69, 70, 71. That was definitely part of the transgender agenda. Like David Bowie came out as this, you know, allegedly gay bisexual character. Absolute bullshit. The fact that a guy from New Zealand, or sorry, he was English. So Richard O'Brien migrated to New Zealand in the late 50s, grew up where I live. He grew up as a, you know, 6-year-old or whatever, 5-year-old, whatever it was, till he was about 15, 16. He moved back to England about 1960, whatever. And because he could ride horses, he works in a couple of Carry On movies as a stuntman.
What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Sir James, Hattie Jakes. Kenny Williams.
Well, do your best impression.
No.
Kenny Williams online.
No.
G'day, Kenny. No. How are you doing? I thought you died in 1998.
that I know. I'm not sure. Rollo, I don't know if I did die. I think I'm still alive, Rollo. No, so Kenny Williams, a whole lot of these guys.
You knew that so well.
So Rocky Horror, though. So all of a sudden, Richard O'Brien, like basically a nobody, came out with a musical that is literally pushing this whole trans thing, space alien, vampire, Frankenstein, transsexual, blah, 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 with very catchy music. And it had, just remember.
Take a jump to the left.
Yeah, exactly. And you know that so many famous people have played the narrator, including the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Robert Muldoon.
My favorite was Bert Newton. Bert Newton did it.
So many people have played the narrator.
The one I really liked was Red Simons. Do you remember him? Red Simons.
He was. He did it as well. Hey, actually, Rollo, tonight when we end the show, we're going to play a song via Red Simons and the band. Yeah. What was his band?
I was very upset when the lead singer died.
Shirley Strawn. Yeah. Helicopter.
I always call it Shirley Stratton.
Strawn. Shirley Strawn. Now, tonight, when we leave, we're going to play a great song that's perfect for Rick and Rollo. You're listening
Rick
to
and Rollo.
Rick and Rollo.
Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
All right.
Hey, that was a new Velocet bumper from the truthmeets.com. Now, I'll just have to do this, some advertising here. Go on to the truthmeets.com. Go on to forums or emails and sign up to the forums.
Rick, why don't you just get fucked? Why don't you just go and get fucked?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the Skyhawks, which I'm not a big fan of.
What was his name? Shirley Stratton.
Yeah, but sure.
I read it. Here we go. I'm looking at it. Shirley Strawn. How did he die?
He was in a helicopter or something. Shirley Strawn. So he became like a mainstream media character, and he had a great voice as well. But he had because he had curly hair, they used to call him Shirley. That was his nickname, Shirley, because he had curly hair. And then he was doing like Weekend Australia or Weekend Sydney. He had a show that was like on mainstream media. This is before internet, where he was doing like, you know, tourism promotions for different, because everyone knew him. The Skyhooks were a huge, huge band back in the 70s. Now, I'm no fan of them, but their version of the song, why are you not a fan? Because they sounded tinny. They didn't sound as heavy. I like heavy rock, like AC/DC and Rose Tattoo and stuff. The Skyhooks were tinny, T-I-N-N-Y. Right. They had a tinny sound. Their song got covered. Women in Uniform got covered by Iron Maiden, with my favourite singer that passed away this year or last year. Used to be the former lead singer for
Paul Di'Anno.
They covered the Skyhook song "Women in Uniform," which is fantastic. Now, when we end tonight, I think a great song that suits me and Rollo, and it's called "Why Don't You All Get Fucked,"
And it was a really good song off one of the first albums by the Skyhooks, but I'll send it to Velocit when we leave. Great song.
Awesome.
Great song. Mm. You'll love it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Because he did Cheryl's Neighborhood. Well, that kiddie show.
Shirley Strawn, and it's his nickname. So obviously his name wasn't Shirley. I think it was Graham Strawn.
Yeah.
So, or something like that. But because he had curly hair, everyone called him Shirley. But Skyhooks was, to me, not a big favourite band, but they really were. They were wearing Kiss. Before Kiss. Way before. They were dressed up and
what was their biggest hit? Their biggest hit song was like
Women in Uniform.
Horror movie, right there horror on movie. My TV.
Which is true. Which
horror
is so
movie,
true.
Right there.
Yeah, exactly. Living in the '70s.
Living
horror movie
in the '70s. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting you should say that, horror movie.
So Red Simons was one of my favorite, like one of my favorite guitarists of all time. Yeah.
He was a belligerent character, which I kind of like.
What was that thing down there in Melbourne where that TV show that they played with Daryl Summers? Remember?
Hey, it's Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. You remember that?
So Rick and Rollo's show has actually taken the Hey Hey It's Saturday, and we're now the new Hey Hey It's Saturday for anyone that likes listening to shows on Saturday night.
I love it.
Your TV shows are all boring. At least on Rick and Rollo, you're going to get absolute chaos and truth. Be told. Mm.
Do you remember that Hey Hey It's Saturday show where they did a black blackface thing. It was a group of
Ford. It was called Red Faces. It was called. It's when they had that. It was copying off an American show.
Yeah.
Where they had the bell. You know, it was called. They stole the idea.
But the dude on the, he couldn't get over the fact that it was. All right. Okay. It was five doctors, literal, and
one of them was Indian, and they put blackface on, and that guy who was the American
and you got Daryl Summers saying, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, that was the '90s, right? When things started going pear shaped, and now they really have. Gone pear shaped. So it was Harry Connick Jr. He was a guest on Red Faces. Was it called Red Faces?
It was basically copied off
the Gong Show. It was an American show called The Gong Show, and people would come and do stupid things. They'd gong them. Yeah. So Red Faces, was it Red Faces? I think it was.
That's hilarious.
So Harry Connick Jr. was a judge, and five doctors from Sydney.
He said, "This is disgusting."
He goes, "I know people that are black, and they're going to get really offended." And I was like, "Come on, for fuck's sake! It's just a joke." And one of them was an Indian, for God's sake. You know, he had a darker face than Harry Connick Jr.
They took it well, actually.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Well, that's the way it was.
But the thing was, it was Daryl Summers when he did the after thing where he goes, "We kind of screwed up." And you go,
"What a wanker, though."
Do you know that makes you look more racist?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
yep.
That makes you racist.
Yeah, because like, and even you, like me and you or whatever, you know, yeah, we don't really care about color, style, whatever. As long as the people are respectful to each other, there's no problem.
You're in New Zealand, right? Exactly.
Exactly.
Do I lose my shit?
Do I lose my shit and burst into tears? No, no. Exactly.
I'm English, right? I'm not even Australian. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Rollo, we've got a shout out. I'm telling you now, man.
Shout out.
As you, Rick and Rollo, we've always shout out the great bands. Our Amel and Sniffers 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, we were shouting
it out. Seriously, he hits me on the lips.
You're lying.
On the cheek. What's her name?
Amy Taylor.
She kisses me on the cheek. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Do you know who really I really kiss on the cheek? Like some of the really famous people that I've actually met.
John Lewis.
Malcolm Young. How about Malcolm Young? The other brother. Angus.
Yeah. I think he'd been kissed from a few people probably kissed him on the cheek in the time.
Yeah. How about that? Angus Young. Do you know everyone in the world loves that guy. He's still going.
He's looking. Sorry, I'm going to make some noise here. I'm just putting noodles into my slow cooker.
Do it.
No, I had to do noodles in the slow cooker. Actually, I have to do some more noodles. Noodles in the slow cooker. This is the noise you're hearing, crackling noises. And I'm putting noodles into my slow cooker.
Well, here I'm on my own.
Are you eating, Rollo? When did you last eat? Tell us. Be top. When did you last eat? Apart from vodka. Vodka's not food. Vodka is not food.
I had some popcorn earlier.
Fantastic.
How about that? I don't even know what
last thing
I ate. All right,
when you do your biography, when they do a book about how you died, you're going to call it Popcorn for Dinner, the Rollo story. Popcorn for dinner.
Is that it? Yeah, popcorn for dinner. Look, seriously.
I've got a cat trying to get more. I've pet her twice, right? This cat is staring in my eyes thinking that she can control me. I'll feed her three times in a night. It's not going to happen.
All right. Well, that's awesome.
Anyway, Rick and Roy, this is actually kind of interesting. Let me
have another swig of this.
A vodka.
Vodka.
What are you mixing it with? What are you drinking it with, Rollo? Be told. Tell us.
Okay. It's Schweppes. I'm gonna do a whole cup. Ready? Here we go.
No, please, you don't need to. Rollo, I've seen you throwing up sideways and vomiting blood.
Now that's a what do you call it? A nip.
Or vodka. What are you? Oof. Aren't you mixing it with something? Listen, man. Do yourself a favor.
It's Schweppes. Soda lime.
Okay. No, I'm just going. I'm telling this cat, I'm not feeding you three times a day. Go away.
Well, I'm so glad that you still got a cat. And
I had three before. Now I've got one. It's not that
good. Look at my dog here. I've got a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. Can you hear us now?
Yes, annoying, very annoying. Put her down.
She is very annoying, but there you go. I've never had a problem with her. I swear to God.
How old is Rosie now before we, you know, lose all semblance of reality? Rosie is now 10 years of age. So she's got a couple of years to go, at least, maybe more. Could have 10 years to go.
10, 12. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how long they live. But
have you Googled it?
That's the thing that I'm worried
about. Have you Googled Rosie's possible age? But, you know, Rollo, I want to tell you now, you need to take her, you need to take Rosie for a walk into the, you know, and to get her heart working, you know, and to digest her food. If she just sits there watching you while Christy's, you know, having a great time wherever she is, she needs to go for a walk, not out the front gate, on a leash around the block three times.
If you say so.
I'm telling you.
The other day, she just took the best shit you've ever seen.
I'm not interested in her.
It's like if you ever, like, who have you ever fantasized about? I always fantasize, you know, when it comes to, you know, beautiful.
How would you confuse dog shit and fantasies about women, Rollo?
Exactly.
How would you jump from that subject?
Well, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. But
it's crazy. That's vodka talking, I'll say that.
Well, it could be vodka talking. her name is the girl, the
Tanya
the,
Roberts,
the vampire slayer. What was her name?
Oh yeah, yeah, her.
Mm. What was
Buffy?
You know?
Buffy.
Yeah,
the Jewish.
Yeah. What was her name? The Jewish girl.
She's very good looking.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Yeah.
What's
her name though? Do you remember? Go for
it. No idea.
You don't know?
Oh, do you want me to tell you?
Sarah Michelle Gellar. And one of my best friends said, look, if she took a shit, I would roll around it. Okay, come on.
No. There you go. See you later. See you later, dude. She's not that
good. That's one of the silliest comments I've ever heard.
Yeah. No, but it wouldn't surprise me that there are people out there that would say that. But a dog would say, if I was a dog right now, I'd say, that's a fantastic idea. Because you know what dogs love to do? They love to roll around. Yeah. You know why?
Absolutely.
It disguises, because I know hunters, a deer hunter in New Zealand.
Oh, deer hunter. That's a wonderful film.
No, but if you're going hunting deer, if they smell aftershave, toothpaste, deodorant on your body, these creatures just move. So most good deer hunters either spray basically dog shit on their body or any shit to it doesn't offend them. They can smell it. Because a deer, if you're stalking a deer, they will smell you way before you get anywhere near a chance to shoot them. And so that is a thing, that rolling and shit is a reason they do it. It's not just because they like doing it. It's because it's in their instinct that will protect them as a hunter. Yeah, for sure. It's a thing, for sure, 100%.
That movie, The Deer Hunter,
what's his name? We're just talking from the Severance.
Robert De Niro. That's right, Robert De Niro.
But it's got the guy, you know, that was with we talked about this the other night, actually. That was on board with Robert.
Why was that movie so special? I think it was
I think it was the suicide scene. It was.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about Severance, and that guy is the lead actor of, well, not the lead actor, he's the second IT of the movie TV show Severance. It's the what's his name? The good dancer that plays does the dancing in that video of Fatboy Slim.
Yeah,
weapon of choice. See, this is, you know what happens when you get to 60 and you're drinking and having a chat.
No, it's okay.
You lose all semblance of so he's in Severance, and he plays the he's still in New York, got great hair, well, kind of, and he dances and he does that fantastic dance for Fatboy Slim, who was now another guy. If you think that guy was just a random DJ, no, he was from a very wealthy family and went to school in Switzerland, I do believe. There you go. We're talking about.
I've still got Bruce Benson in front of me. Let's talk about
Weapon of Choice, Fatboy Slim, and look at the video, and it's that actor. What's his name? Why can't I remember it?
Fatboy Slim. Okay.
I'll do it now. I'm going to write right now.
I'm doing it as well. That's classic. I'm glad that we're here. Fatboy Slim. I have absolutely no idea who the... Oh, yeah. Rick and Roller.
You're listening to...
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Click on the donate link.
Christopher Walken. Yeah, he was the guy that we're talking about. He was the actor.
Out of the break.
You're listening to?
Yeah. So we're on the break. We're talking to Chris Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah. I love that guy. Now. There was a TV show called, well, I think it was called, what was it called? My favorite Chris Walken was, what was it? Where he could touch someone. It was Chris Walken. He could touch someone and see the future or see the past or something. Yeah, you don't remember that?
No, I'm just going to tell you. I was looking on Facebook because I was trying to find out Christopher Walken's name. You know that
Can you do a decent Chris Walken impression?
Sometimes I can, but I'm not going to tonight, but. So apparently, not far from you, the Roche Estate Red Hot Summer Tour, Rose Tattoo, Living End, George Thorogood, and ZZ Top, right now, 2 hours ago. So it's on right now, not far from you. Rose Tattoo, ZZ Top, and George Thorogood. That's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
My favorite when it comes to is that the bald what's his name?
Angry Anderson.
He's always been nice to me. And you met him? Yeah. Classic. But,
now, we'll probably look. Well, I think we should wind it up soon, and we'll play Water and we'll get fucked from the. I have to find that song, mate. So you keep talking.
I'm just saying his name is Chris Walken. Chris Walken. I remember the movie. It was called. It was something like where he could see the future or see the past or something.
Oh yeah, right.
It was definitely. Do you remember he had a heart attack or something? The bad guy had a heart attack in real life. Remember when what was his name? The big fat guy. Back in 1978 or something, when it came to Superman, right? Cause we got Superman, right? Do you remember Superman? Yeah,
of course I do.
So who was in that movie?
Chris and Superman. Are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about like Marlon Brando, right? In Superman.
This is
in 1978. It sucks.
Vodka has really destroyed your what's the word for it? Brain.
No, my brain. Yeah, that's okay.
Are you suggesting it is definitely 28 episodes we've done?
29.
I'm sending it to Villaset. I'm sending Villaset.
Look. Yeah.
Rick and Rollo. What are we going to call Rick the episode? And
Rollo. Yeah. That's okay. Who's had too much vodka, me.
Yeah. Vodka overload.
Yeah. I listened back to us the other night when we've had way too much to drink. It never bothered me. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I've called it the Vodka Overload episode of Rick and Roller. Fantastic. Yeah. What a genius I am.
Yeah. You are a genius. Yeah.
I am. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt whatsoever. I can't stand these fucking flies. Now I know why people hate flies so much. They're like, where I live, every now and then they come in if you start cooking anything and they fly around and will go into your food. Or wherever it's like not as bad as Western Australia, where they actually go up your nose and into your eyes continuously.
Yeah.
But it is a thing. When you live in Australia, flies are a problem. And Rosie, what? Shut the fuck up, because all I can hear is.
Well,
anyway, I think
the thing is, what we're
going to roll it up now and we'll go into, we'll call it a quiz and we can talk afterwards, but we'll just, it's probably the best
time. The after show.
And we talk about an after show. So, Rick and Roller.
What song are we going
to
go?
Well, I've already done it. It's called Why Don't You All Get Fucked by the.
Why Don't You All Get Fucked?
I've already sent it to Joel, so it's going to be the end track. And that's by the Skyhooks, and it's not a bad song. And I remember that being, it's like radical to have that word back in 1976 or 77. Why don't you all get fucked? And, if people want to, complain about noises and people drinking and swallowing alcohol, there you go. So thanks, Rollo. He just disappeared then. And this is signing off from Rick and Rollo. Be told, the greatest show ever, Rick and Rollo show. Even if he's drinking vodka straight, He's fantastic. So we're going to end it right now, and I'm going to go, and I'll come back and bite.